We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and CEO of Seniors Publishing. How are you, Paul? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm very excited about our guest today, Lou Vickery. He's not only an author, but he is one of my very, very best baseball heroes because he's actually played ball with in the St. Louis Cardinals system, which is my very best favorite team in the world. So, Lou, please welcome and tell us all about your book and your life experience. And I can't wait.
Well, hey, Paul, thank you. Paul, I'm going to move my head and I'm going to show you a picture.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? That's the Cardinals. That's my first year of spring training. I was 20 years of age and excited to be there. Guys, I've been in the workplace for 63 years. I've had five distinct careers. My pro baseball career expanded 10 years, and being a left-handed pitcher, I ended up with shoulder. I got traded from the Cardinals to the Yankees, and I go to the Yankees and end up hurting my shoulder. But I hung around for another couple of years trying to make it back. And
did you make it to the majors or just stay in the minors?
I had three cups of coffee, Neil. And I was known as a coffee baseball player because I always had a good chance to go. I was such a slow starter. That was always my issue. I mean, I'd be along in the middle of the season as a 500 pitcher. I remember one year I won six games in 1 month, and the next year won five in 1 month, and that was the month of August. They should just have called me up right at the end of the year because I seem to always do my best pitching then. But I spent 10 years in pro baseball. I went to college in the off season because I signed out of high school, and I promised my mom, I said, I'll get a college education because she was very concerned about that. And so 10 years I spent in college. I got a degree. And then I coached a year, but I found out that I just could not. I had a wife and two sons at that time, and I couldn't make a go of it at being a coach. So I went back to New York, became a stockbroker, and did that for several years. It was a tough time in the market, and found out I did find out one thing there. I was pretty good on my feet. I could do good in front of a crowd. They love my old cornball stories. So I just answered an ad in the Wall Street Journal and spent the next 29 years training and speaking to groups. And so I thoroughly enjoyed that. That carried me to every city in the United States with 150,000 people. So I've been I've seen a lot of the world in a lot of this country anyway, but then I decided to retire. And so then I moved on to occupation number four. And that was, I hosted a radio show for 17 years. So,
oh, wow. What radio?
You start adding all that up and you can see I'm pushing 63 years of doing something. But I also call my occupation, my avocation, writing, as now it has become really a vocation because I'm doing a book a year. COVID set me back a little bit. Guys, I almost was a goner with COVID. I spent 22 days in the hospital. I lost 33 pounds. And by the grace of God, I had another opportunity. And I said, Paul and Neil, I said, you know, I'm going to make the best of this. I got a lot of wonderful material that I've used over the years in my computer. It does no one any good sitting in a computer. So I started doing, and I have a sports book that I did with Coach Sonny Smith. Now, Sonny was a basketball coach at Auburn. He was Charles Barkley's college coach. So he and I did a book called Winning the Head Game. Which basically I think is the key to athletic success. Neil, you've been an athlete, so you understand how important it is from here up, you know?
Yeah.
And when I speak to groups of kids, I tell them, look, your talent level is just as good as those guys that playing in the major leagues or playing in the pros of any sport. But where the difference is where you have to improve is from here up, because that will determine just how successful you're going to be in the long run. And that book has done exceedingly well. And I've written a total of 21, but about 16 of them would actually count.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so that the sports book is out. I have a novel that I wrote 20 years ago that we've had an inquiry about a movie. At 20 years later, so we've decided to re-release the book. It's called A Touch of Grey. Now, guys, this book is a story. I grew up in the South. It didn't take long to listen to me to know where I grew up, but I grew up in South Alabama in the era of segregation. Okay. And so I wrote a book about a story between that best friends between two kids between the ages of 9 and 13 during that era. And one was black and one was white. And during the segregation era and the things they encountered, it basically is a book about life and love. And you don't look at it, and the book is entitled A Touch of Gray. And the reason for the title is if you take black and you take white and you put it together, you get gray. And so we moved, the whole process was to really just lay out what life was like during that period of time and trying to project from and most in fact I think all the stories are basically true. It just didn't happen to the same two kids, but they happened in the neighborhood. And that book has done it really has done exceedingly well. And I certainly recommend if anyone from a historical basis, even though I said the stories are true, we wrote it as a novel primarily for legal reasons. But Paul, you understand that there's sometimes you
I
just
do.
have to do those
I
kind of
do.
things, And so that particular book is back your favorite bookstore, Amazon. In fact, everything I have is at Amazon. And then there are a couple other books that are there. But the book I wanted to share with you guys today is one is coming. And this one is right now the title is Book of Generational Wisdom. When you beat the streets for 63 years, you learn a lot of things, and it's not always the best of things, but you learn, I think you learn the difference between what it takes to be successful and what it takes not to be successful. And there's a thin line in many regards to that. But the generational wisdom is relates to almost any part of daily life. And I'm really excited about it. It will be on the streets probably in October, 1st of November. And I think that as a whole, you can expect that book to be able to just look people in the eye and say, okay, I've been there, I've done that. And here's my take on it. And that's what the book is about.
Wow. But thinking about all this, that all these books you've written, all these different things, is there going to be a career six?
Say that again. Now,
A
Neil, I'm
career
sorry.
six. Your sixth
Yeah.
career. What's that next going to be?
Well, I don't know, but hey, if it's out there, I guarantee you I'll engage in
No
it.
doubt,
Well,
no
Paul, let
doubt
me
at all.
share. I tell you, I'm going to have an opportunity to do what you guys are doing. In October, I'm going to replace, I'm not at liberty to talk about it in depth, but I am going to replace someone who's retiring that's been involved in a podcast, like you two guys have co-hosts. And so I'm going to have an opportunity to co-host. I did mention I did a TV show for 2 years, and then COVID kind of shut that down. But I'm excited about that. So my goal is this. I tried retirement for 6 months. I did not like, I mean, it wasn't my cup of tea. So as long as I can draw breath and as I like to say it, stand upright and take nourishment, believe me, I'm going to be sharing the
I love
best
it.
I can.
I love it, Lou. What advice do you offer people that are retired to keep going? Like you had all these other different careers you had after retirement.
Yeah, I think everybody has in their heart, Neil, something that they've always wanted to do. Maybe they didn't do it, but they wanted to do it. I mean, to go for it. What do you have to lose? You know, you've got you wouldn't be anything different than what you've been doing or what you would be doing, maybe sitting on a sofa. But get off the sofa, try it, do what you would, your heart, and follow your heart. That's what I like to use the line, just follow your heart, because your heart's going to lead you to the right place. And there's something in there. It may be just being involved in the community. It may be working with kids, but there's something that you really would like to do. Hey, go for it. Make it happen.
So the best place to find info on you, where can they go?
Pardon me?
Where can we find information on you?
Well, I tell you, I want to let you know that I want to share a real quick story with you, okay, if I can. Man, do I have time?
Sure.
One of the things that I find that's so crucial is that you have to have a good forgettery. Now, I want to share this with you. As a baseball pitcher, you learn that real quickly. Hey, you may throw, you make a choice, you throw the pitch, and you know the consequence right away. We don't always have that in life. It doesn't work that way in life, but in baseball or athletics, it does. So I came into a game, bases loaded. I was a closer. We had a, looked like we had the game well in hand. We're up 6-0. 6-0 going into the last of ninth inning. The manager says, take the evening off. We'll size somebody else. Well, guys, three runs, bases loaded. Guess who comes into the game? Here I come. I throw one pitch, and the guy hits it over the fence, and we lose 7-6. Now, think about it. I'm walking the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I bumped into a police officer who's checking doors. Now, we probably couldn't do that today, but at that time, you know, we're talking 40, 50 years ago. So I bump into the police officer, and he says, son, what are you doing out here at this time at night? And I said, officer, and I told him a story. And he told me something I've never forgotten, and I think it's a great testament. He says, son, in your business and in my business, you better have a good forgettery. You got to have a good memory, but you better have a good forgettery. You got to get over it and go on. I will say the next day on July the 4th, I came in and threw one pitch, got a save, came in the next game, the doubleheader, threw two pitches, got a win. We scored a run and got a win. So I went with a loss, a save, and a win in a period of 24 hours. So I share that one with you because, and that's the things I like to talk about, a good forgettery, what I call now courage, pressure tolerance. Those things are make a difference. That's the little things that make the big difference in life. And
all right.
Definitely.
Great stuff. Best place is your website, right? Your website?
Yeah, you can go LouVickeryBooks.com. Is a way a place to go. You can do check all my work out at Amazon.com. A lot of the books are in bookstores. But hey, if somebody just wants to send me something personal, it's fine. I'll share my email. I have an email address at the professional. It's Upward, UPWORD, UpwardPress6@gmail.com.
All right, Lou, we appreciate it. Thanks again, sir.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to the Hayden Hillay Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
All right.